99.1 PLR. Let's count them down. The Chaz and AJ Window Nation Top 10.
Okay, Michelle from Hamden's doing a list. It's
good morning.
Hello.
Hey, girl.
Top 10 things everyone should know how to do. Sean in Westbrook.
How about change a tire?
You got it. Change a tire is number two. And also learn how to read the tire pressure and fill a tire properly, which my son actually taught me how to do this year. It's possible you get a flat, and what if nobody knew how to change the tire?
That's right.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Sean. Emily, do you know how to change a tire?
I knew you were going to ask me.
And this is where I was going to say AAA. Yeah, I should honestly ask my dad to teach me, like, because he never has. I've wanted to, but he's been like, yeah, sometime. It's good to know, for sure.
Here's the key. If you're not in a good spot, don't do it.
Yeah, exactly. It's not worth it. Yeah. And if I just got my nails done, no, I'm doing it. Like,
Don't do it. Yeah, with those nails, don't do it. Don't do it. Do you know where the jack in your car is?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
it's in the
do you
bag.
Know what it looks like? Ruth, do you know any of these things?
I think it's in my kit. Like, I have a little kit of it in
yeah,
the bag.
Yeah, it's a little kit. Yeah, there's a little kit.
Yeah, all my things.
Yeah.
I watched The Christmas Story. That's about all I know about changing tires.
Swear. Yeah. Lug nuts.
Don't drop the lug nuts.
Don't drop the lug nuts. Right.
Love it.
Officer Joe.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, how about doing laundry?
It's not on the list, but it is a good one. My son, when he went to college, no one knew how to do laundry. He had to teach people. It's really funny. And I said, you should have, like, rented out your services. Like, you should have had a class, you know. But he was a nice guy and just showed everybody.
This list that you're doing, Michelle, thank you, Officer Joe. This list that we're doing, there should be some class on it in school. We should be teaching people how to do all of these things.
Yeah. I was just thinking we need to bring back home ec, I think, because some of the, like, they don't know. Like,
right. I used to love that, like, walking by that class when they're baking, like, muffins.
Oh, that was my favorite.
Like, oh, man, this is school here.
Same.
These are important things.
I loved it.
Got to make muffins.
That was my favorite.
In my class, I learned you don't eat the food. You can't eat it.
What?
I walked past the stations and, like, the kids would be, like, adding dish soap and, like, spitting and stuff.
Oh,
I'm like,
you got
nope.
The worst group.
No.
So many great girls in my group. We were the stars. Miss O'Day brought in the hard recipes for us because we were ready. We're like, what do we got today?
Yeah, let's rock
let's
it.
Let's bust it out. Yep.
Yeah, we don't need the box brownies.
Yeah, we're doing it today.
We can handle the lemon poppy seed muffins.
Fish nipples.
Good morning, y'all.
Morning.
How about don't ever get in with a person that's drinking and driving?
Well, it's not on my list, but that's some good advice. You shouldn't drink and drive, and you shouldn't get in a car with somebody who's drinking and driving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have a good one, guys.
All right, thanks.
You too.
Oh, my God, back in the day.
I know.
People would say, I'm fine. It's like, are you sure? Yeah. Okay, I'll follow you. Great.
Exactly.
Yeah, what's that going to do?
So, there'll be someone there who's not dead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know, right?
It's like, what are we doing here?
Right.
I'll follow you. Okay, great. You got a tractor beam over on that car? Harold.
Good morning.
Hey.
Morning.
I called to see how AJ's doing. You guys haven't talked about him yet this morning.
You know what? He's doing much better today. He'll be back tomorrow. And it's just been years of talking about his health.
Yeah, like, I know.
Get well, AJ is almost something you hear on a regular basis on this show. It's like, so I'm not bringing it up to be disrespectful, but man, it's, you know, let's get well.
I'm going to bring some home treats for him,
you know,
some homeopathic care. He needs it.
Keith said apparently that removal of the malike and the removal of the curse from his stone didn't work. And I said, well, who knows? Maybe it would be a lot worse if he
if it didn't. Maybe it's all the Celsius on an empty stomach. That's my theory.
But, you know,
keeping that to myself.
Ken in Oxford.
Hey, good morning. How about drive a stick shift?
No, and you know, I had that too. That's a great thing to be able to do. I know a little bit how to drive a stick shift. I still grind the gears. It's not good. I think if you have a stick shift, you're less likely to get robbed because mm-hmm. who can drive it?
Yep.
Yeah.
They're cheaper to buy, too.
Are they?
Yeah. My sister was buying a Subaru, and she just wanted a basic like sedan model, so she got a
from
manual.
From a dealership?
Yeah, from a dealership. Oh. And had my dad teach her, so she likes it.
Yeah. There's a lot of people who like it. Yeah. It's a bitch in traffic.
It's fun. I want to learn, because if you go to Europe, like, you got to learn for if you want to drive there. So.
Right. Oh, and those drivers are bananas.
Oh,
you think
crazy.
New York City drivers
oh,
are bad?
Yeah.
Go to Europe.
Oh, yeah.
They drive on these go-paths, mountainside roads, a million miles an hour. There is just enough room to put a pack of cigarettes between the two cars that are going 70 in different
crazy.
Directions. It's nuts.
Yeah, I don't know. Get a little Fiat, maybe.
Thank you, Ken.
My parents thought they were going to die in Rome in the back of a taxi.
Oh, I believe
they're
it.
They're like, the first time you get into a taxi, you're like, oh, this is going to be great. We're going to go, and then the next thing you know, it's like you're in a roller coaster. Your head's like bonking off the window.
Oh, yeah.
They get you there as fast as possible, and they're like, okay, no more cabs in Rome.
top 10 things everyone should know how to do. 203-882-9757. John Miller Place, Long Island.
Good morning, crew.
Good morning. Morning.
All right. I'll say patch a hole in drywall.
No, I didn't have that. I don't know what to even say about that. I guess that would have been helpful to know.
Unless you're just going to put another picture over the hole, you know, you should learn how to patch the hole in the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I tell my students to do. Just put another picture over it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Just hide it. Don't my mom and dad see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially good if you're an angry person.
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that, Ruth?
If you're an angry person, it's good to know that.
You better know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you got to know how to use the tape, too, because, you know, you're not just going to be able to plaster a fist-sized hole in the wall.
I know.
You got to use the tape. Rocco in New Haven.
How you doing, guys? Morning. Hope
hey.
AJ's feeling better.
Yeah, he's feeling better today. He'll be back tomorrow. Thank you.
You got to tell him there's a new thing out called Stop and Shop and stuff. He can't be eating out of dumpsters anymore.
I will tell him there's a new thing called Stop and Shop.
Okay.
All right.
I've noticed when, you know, these kids, teenagers, 20s, 30s.
How old are you?
They don't know how to clean up after. I'm 58.
You sound
they
older.
They don't know how to clean up. I do?
Yeah, I think you're an old 58.
Oh, well, I'm going to be 58 next month.
you're an old 57.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be 58 in 2 weeks.
All right.
But they don't know how to clean up after themselves. They think of washing a dish is rinsing it with cold water.
Okay, everyone should know how to clean up after themselves.
Yeah, basic housekeeping.
Well, that's not on here, but the list isn't targeted towards, like, 20-year-olds. It's things that everybody should know.
Everybody should know.
Yeah, because I see the cleaning and the laundry, and it's making me think of, yeah, everybody should know how to do that, you know, by the time they leave the house.
Well, I learned when I was 10.
Well, then you should be a
child labor. Let's bring it back.
You sound like the type who was, like, pulling out engines and, like, stripping them down to the block and rebuilding them when you were 10.
100%.
No. But I was cutting lawns.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah. All right.
Me
That's
too.
Pretty good. Running a lawnmower at 10.
I was doing it in sixth grade, cutting the grass for my family. I was like, oh, dad will pay me $10? Okay. Teach me.
Yeah.
They didn't have those ones that went by themselves. They had the push ones.
Oh, you had the clippers? You had to go with scissors?
No. It was a motor on it, but it was a push mower. You know, it didn't go by itself.
Yeah.
I had to push it with my, you know. So I, you know, there's like a little bar in the middle of the handle. I used to put one.
Do I look confused? Look at your radio. Do I look confused right now?
A little bit.
It wasn't self-propelled.
Yeah. He had to use his muscles to push it.
It was harder.
My muscles to do it.
It was uphill both ways.
That's like almost all of them now. A push mower is called a push mower because you have to push it.
Look back then, it was probably different.
But you didn't have to. You didn't grab a handle and it went by itself. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know I've never owned one like that.
You never owned a self push-mower?
Jazz and AJ.
Rocco.
It was coming.
Rocco. Love you, man. I got to go. Okay, top 10 things everyone should know how to do. Michelle from Hamden's doing the list. We only got one so far. What was it?
Change a tire.
All right. Jackie in Connecticut.
Balance a checkbook.
Well, I don't have balance a checkbook, but I have something close. It's called create a budget, where you just learn how to budget. Personally, I use the envelope system, so I split my money up for like groceries, or if I want to, I'm trying to save money to go to WrestleMania, so I have a WrestleMania envelope, and no matter what, I don't touch the money for anything. And like, when your grocery money's done, that's it. You take stuff out of your cart. Like, this is the best way I can budget. And I finally paid my credit cards down, so I don't want to run up debt.
Nice job.
So, love that. I'm coming to you. I got some credit card debt.
Okay.
How much money you have in the WrestleMania envelope right now?
$600.
How much do you need?
Probably like $3,000. So it ain't going to be next year. It'll probably be the year
what?
After.
You need
massive event.
Yeah, because I have to do tickets, I have to do a flight, I have to do hotel, and then food.
So that's the whole trip. That's the whole thing. Not just the tickets. Okay.
No, not just the tickets.
That's like the experience. Got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you a tattoo girl? Will you get a tattoo when you're there?
No, I won't get a tattoo when I'm there. I have a couple tattoos, but I'm not going
to. I always just randomly get them. I'm bad.
Wow, $3,000 for WrestleMania. You can't wait until is it going to come around New York?
Huh? Well, it came to Philadelphia last year, and I really wanted to put it on the credit card and go. And that was a real big struggle with me because I was just like, oh.
All right,
Jackie, thank you. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Self-discipline.
Envelopes.
Mike in New Haven, what do you think?
Good morning, everybody. How's it going? How about pumping gas?
I do not have pump gas.
I think everybody does know how to do that.
Well, I've seen somebody do it this morning. They tried using diesel in their gas.
Maybe they were not paying attention.
The lady said to me, "How come this nozzle won't go in my thing?" I said, "Look at it. Is it green?" She said, "Yeah, that's for diesel." "Oh, my God. What do I do?" I said, "Use the gas one."
I wonder how many times cars were ruined because the nozzles were the same size.
Oh, I know.
And we had to enact legislation. We need to change the size.
Here's a quick story about that, and I'll let you guys go. My cousin did that. You know what he did? He stuck a screwdriver where that little flapper is on his car because he said something's wrong. The nozzle wouldn't went in, so he stuck a screwdriver and filled it up that way and blew his motor.
Wow.
Okay.
He did it at the gas pump. The owner of the place watched him do it. So it's like, wow, who was stupid there, him or the guy?
Right. Why wouldn't the owner come out and say,
stop breaking the thing?
That's sir?
Stop breaking the thing.
It's not the first time I've seen it. I see it all the time, especially early in the morning. I get gas around 5 o'clock in the morning.
This might be what we do next. The dumbest thing you've seen someone do.
Yeah.
Good one.
Okay. You know those warnings like on a hairdryer, don't use in the bathtub? Yeah. That's for those people.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Mike, thank you.
Have a good day, everybody.
All right,
Thanks, you too.
Rick in Southington.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
I have an answer. How about read a map?
Absolutely. That's number one. Ooh. Navigate with a paper map and compass. Learn how to find the North Star. Learn to get your east-west bearings from the sun. What if you're on a trip and your GPS system fails you?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Good job.
Thank you.
It's important.
Does everyone know how to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Girl
survived
Scouts
in the woods for a week.
Oh, that's cool.
Ooh. That's scary.
Yeah, I those skills came in handy. One time I went out to Colorado by myself, and I went to the Rockies for a day of hiking. And I'm a little rebel. I was like, I don't need a map. I'll figure it out. I'll just kind of have fun and see where my heart wants to take me. But then my heart got me lost.
And, your heart said, get lost.
And sun was setting. I was guessing it was 3 o'clock. So I knew the fist trick where you measure the hours you have left before sunset, where you hold your fist below the sun. And then I figured out my coordinates. And I was like, okay, that's west. I just kept missing the left turn. Did I bring a joint with me and smoke it behind a rock? Yes. Okay. That's probably why.
Oh, my goodness.
Andre and Derby.
Good morning. Feel go better, on. AJ.
Yes.
Morning.
Here's something, you know, find out about. So you got to go buy a car or get a house. You got to learn how to check your credit score.
Oh, that's a good one. I didn't put that down. That is a good one.
Number 11.
Credit cards will screw you. Yeah. I learned the hard way.
Credit cards are bad. I honestly, I finally paid them down, and I'm just never going back.
No, you can't go back.
Yeah.
You can't go back.
I can't They're wait horrible to cut mine
up.
I
it's
can't
a
wait.
Horrible thing. The interest rate kills you. You just figure out how long you'll be paying, minimum payments. Mm-hmm. You'll be dead for 50 years.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I'm like, I made the minimum, and it's like, but here's the interest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yep.
I gave them up when I moved here. I paid off my house on Long Island.
Nice.
Sold the house and paid off my credit card bills, and I'm like, I'm never doing it again.
Love that.
Yep. Good one, Andre. Thank you. Brian and Woodbury.
Yeah, good morning, everybody.
Hey.
How about change a light bulb?
I didn't have change a light bulb. I'm sorry. I don't even know what to say about that. I don't have it.
Most of us do know how to do it.
Yeah. Make sure the switch is off.
Thank you, Brian. All right, Michelle, we're going to wrap it up. Great list, by the way.
Okay, thanks. The only one I'm going to tell you what it says is number 10. Talk on the phone. Don't use a speaker in public. Talk into the mouthpiece. Into the mouthpiece.
Yes! Thank you!
That was what I put on the list for Chaz. Number 9, shut up and listen. Number 8, time management. Number 7, cook from scratch. Number 6, swim. Number 5, create a budget, which somebody had almost guessed. Number 4, CPR and basic first aid. Number 3, jumpstart a car. Number 2, which somebody got, change a tire. Number 1, navigate with a paper map and compass.
Nice job, awesome. Michelle.
Have a wonderful Wednesday.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
You didn't have open a can of Dinty Moore beef stew on there.
No,
I thought that would be on there.
Don't make Chaz mad.
I'd murder him. Murder!
Chaz and AJ in the morning. 99.1 PLR.
That was just a clip. That never really happened. Ashley Baylor from News 8 was a little concerned when she heard my voice screaming, I will murder him.
I was like, I'm just like, what was he? Who?
Who? Phil, do you remember?
It's an owl in here.
I don't. My guess would be left lane drivers that just kind of park there.
Probably. Oh, probably. That's a pet peeve of mine.
Oh, that's up there.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of that lately. So
they just drive. They cruise in the left lane. And then it becomes this ego thing. You know I'm behind you. You know I want to go faster than you. You know you could just pull over.
Well, there's
and you
two,
won't do it.
Two left lane issues. You get the people that just sit there and drive, you know, 64, but then also the people in the left lane, and then they all, you know, jump up each other's backside, slam on the brakes, and it causes a chain reaction. And I'm always like, why is this happening?
And it's the worst when you're in the middle. It's like, you see the car in front of me, right? Like,
yes,
you see that I'm not the one stopping you from going where you want to go at the speed you want to go.
Right.
Like, get off my back.
We're all waiting.
Yeah, we're all stuck
person.
With this loser.
Like, relax.
Yeah. I love when they pass me and then they get stuck behind that loser.
Yeah.
I'm like, haha,
that's the
isn't
best.
It fun?
Ashley Baylor's. And have you ever had road rage?
Oh, yeah.
Have you been recognized during a road rage incident?
No.
No one said,
no.
You know, like you're like, eh, and they're like, wait, Ashley? Love
you
your
just
weather.
Told me it was going to be sunny today.
Nobody said anything about a storm. Well, but no, I haven't. I'm
good about yelling in the car, and that's when like a Boston accent comes out. I'm like, pick your lane. But I also forget there's a horn in front of me sometimes, and then when I remember it, it's pretty obnoxious. But
right. Oh, are you one of those you hit the horn and stay on it? Or you're a beeper?
It depends what the offense is.
Okay.
Yeah. Like
some
that.
I'm just like, okay, it's a green light. That'll be a nice little beep. But if you do something really bad, like you almost sideswipe me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if my daughter's in the car with me.
How old is she now?
She's 6 and a half.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. And she's my little everything. So if you come near my car and you're driving in a reckless manner where it puts my life or her life in jeopardy,
yep,
you better
on.
Pray the cops catch you before I do. Wow.
Because she'll murder you! Murder! See, yeah, now you understand.
Yeah, yeah, right. There you go. It only took a couple seconds to say, oh, I understand. Yeah. You have any other pet peeves?
Yes. I think driving's the biggest one. Speaking of driving, I really hate this. I have been in the drive-thru multiple times recently and watch people throw their trash out their window while they're sitting in the drive-thru. Oh,
absolutely
on the ground.
No reason for
that
it.
That makes me insane.
Yeah.
That makes me crazy.
Oh my gosh.
I hate that.
How? Why did they get rid of the garbage that you can reach? They used to have one.
I know, with the weird funnel coming out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why'd they get rid of that?
Well, my mom tried to place orders there a few times.
Oh, my God. I tried to do that once stoned. Like, they're not talking back. What's happening?
And then there's some raccoon in there, yeah. Like, jittering at you.
Why
can I help you, sir?
Yeah, driving. That's the one. That's tough.
It's got to be everybody's pet peeve to some degree.
Because we all just spend so much time in there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the other pet peeve is, isn't it great how you get paid to be wrong?
Oh, weather
people say that to you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm
yeah, you get
a...
paid to be wrong
the
all
best
the time.
Part is, everybody thinks it's so original.
Like, they're so funny. Oh, my God. Like,
you not think I've heard that at least 10,000 times? And my answer is, have you never met a political analyst? Have you never met a sports analyst? Have you never met a doctor? At least no one's life is on the line.
Yeah.
How about an NFL head coach? They're wrong constantly.
Then why don't you start predicting the weather yourself? Like, if I'm so wrong all the time.
Well, if you think when you're watching a newscast, everyone's telling you what has already happened. You're the only one coming on saying, this is going to happen.
It's true.
You're telling the future. You should have, like, you know, some kind of mystic, like, vibe, like purple light and, like, incense burning.
Some crystals.
And, like, a little swami hat. And, right? Should be like, okay, let me look into it. But you know what? If you think about it, you are in front of a green screen with, like, stuff moving. It is kind of like, all right, we're going to go.
Make-believe.
Here we go. It's a future.
We're going to go on a mystical journey.
We're going on a mystical journey. This is what's going to happen.
This is what's going to happen in the future.
Yeah.
You're going to make a bad joke. And I'm going to hold back.
Have you ever had a blown forecast so bad that you didn't want to leave the house because you just knew you were going to hear about it?
Yeah, a couple months ago.
Really?
Oh, no.
With the flooding in Oxford.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't working that weekend, but I really, in this case, could defend all meteorologists because this was such an anomaly. And to have none of our computer models at all pick up on even the possibility, not one. And it's not like they had a little bit of rain. There were some models were perfectly dry. So it's
unbelievable.
Just, how does this happen? And as meteorologists, we have to really go back and analyze what went wrong. What did we not catch? And sometimes it's just you would not have caught it no matter what. And that's what happened in Oxford.
That wasn't the problem to me, mm-hmm. because weather happens, things change, and Who would have predicted that?
No.
Okay.
And we would have looked like lunatics if we had said, in Oxford, you're going to get 12 inches.
You're going to get a 1,000-year flood.
Right.
Tomorrow. Be ready. No, the problem was at 6 o'clock when everybody went live, they did 2 minutes and then left. And it was like, I'm sorry, but we knew this was a story at 3. I thought the A team... Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not saying news A, I'm saying everybody.
Right.
I thought I would see all of the top meteorologists, all the top news anchors. I thought all the A teams would be called in like, hey, mm-hmm. it's on.
Yeah.
Because you run the promos.
When weather strikes, we're going to be there. It's like, well, weather struck and you weren't there.
Right.
Mark yes. Dixon got a little pissed at me when I was talking to him about it. He's like, well, but you weren't there.
Yeah. Right. And that's understandable.
You call Mark Dixon and you call in your A-team.
Yeah, and that's understandable. You know, you do want to hear from the people that have been doing this for many, many years.
By the way, I like Mark a lot.
Yeah.
And everybody screwed it up. It wasn't one person
right.
and everybody else got it right. It was
yes.
everybody got it wrong.
But I think several years ago, this may be when I was living in Wisconsin. So, yeah, we're talking a minute ago. The Boston meteorologists were predicting this huge snowstorm. I think it was right before Christmas. So everybody was letting out of work at the same time because, oh, here comes this big snowstorm.
Oh, no.
And it was only a few snowflakes. So
that's
the next
tough.
Day, and now everybody's in traffic
yeah,
going
exactly.
nowhere yeah. watching no snow falling. Oh, no.
That's worse.
Yeah. I think, oh, yeah, that is the worst. I think. The next day, there were a couple of meteorologists that went to work with bags on their heads, just out of a joke, but
yeah,
kind
right.
of
yeah,
serious at the
funny.
Same time.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tough.
But no work for those people. I'd prefer that than, like, there's a storm and nobody warned me about it, because then you can't prepare, you yeah. know?
I think it's important to be transparent that if you mess something up, okay, here's where we went wrong.
Yeah.
I remember during Hurricane Matthew in 2016, I was down in Virginia, and we watched the storm change overhead. So it was holding as a hurricane as it was coming up the Outer Banks, and all of a sudden it kind of hit Cape Hatteras and started to become subtropical, meaning that the heaviest rains and winds were pulling away from the center. So I said on air, this is not a forecast anymore. This is now casting. We're living this as the storm is changing with you. And I think that kind of transparency is important.
Now casting.
Mm. Now casting.
You should trademark that. That's pretty good. Live in the now. Ashley Baylor, News 8's on the show. Derek?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, hi. Ashley. How you doing?
Hi.
Hi, it's good to watch you, all you guys.
Here we go. Derek's perving out. Go ahead.
No, watch the weather. We got to do Cataroki.
Oh, Cataroki. Okay.
Oh, my face Cataroki.
Yes. Didn't Ashley do a great cat, like, scream?
It's her metal screech.
Yeah. At the toy drive?
The heavy metal screech.
Do we have that?
I can grab that. I had the example that Derek was looking for, though.
You know, actually, Ashley should be the judge for our Cataroki competition.
Oh, that would be great.
Cute.
Right.
Sure.
Are you available for to come out to the Monsters Ball?
I will clear my schedule
okay.
for you.
Awesome. All right. If we're going to dig some prize up right now. We're going to have a karaoke competition. If you could meow to your favorite karaoke song, call it in now. And we have our judge, Ashley Baylor, News 8, 203-882.
I hate my life. I held that for a while.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm impressed by the sustain,
wow.
the length you sustained.
9757. Okay, karaoke. Call in 203-882-9757. Ashley Baylor, News 8, will be the judge. Someone's going to win something. I don't know what it is yet. But it'll be a pair of tickets to something. Okay? 203-882-9757. It all started yesterday. Was it in Dumbass News?
I think so, but we decided we really enjoyed this.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's play a clip from yesterday. So this is karaoke. So it's a karaoke song, but you meow the words.
I say.
Yeah. Meow, 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 meow. National anthem.
Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, that's a good one.
Everyone has that reaction when they hear that. It's like, all right, overachiever.
You're not Whitney.
Yeah.
The first one's not even a meow, by
yeah.
the way.
Yeah.
She's actually hitting yeah, the, yeah. yeah.
Practicing at home.
Meow, 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 meow.
Isn't that fun?
Meow, 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 meow.
Isn't that fun?
I love it.
Cool.
I love it so much. It's so dumb and silly.
And now play Ashley.
Oh, no.
Meow.
Not even halfway through.
If somebody had this, this would be a half hour warning to warm up.
It's make almost it an not even first. A cat. It's almost like someone strangling an old macaw.
203-882-9757. Chaz and AJ, you're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
I got one for you. Ready?
Hit us.
I don't know.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Nice.
Yeah, nicely done.
Soundgarden.
Oh,
oh,
that's not what I thought it was.
Well, what did you think it was?
It sounded like the little promo to Nickelodeon from back in the day.
I'm sorry, what?
All right. Nickelodeon rocks.
All right, you're the only one in so far, so you're in the lead. So at the Monsters Ball, we're going to have a karaoke competition. We're only going to have three people get up and do it. So we're going to be going through phone calls and tryouts, 203-882-9757. We'll pick the three, and then they'll be on stage at the Monsters Ball. They're going to get a chance at $1,000. So a $100 gift card from Chevrolet of Milford, and then they'll be in the running to win $1,000. 99.1 PLR, Ashley Baylor, News 8's in studio. She's the ultimate meower. Can you play the clip?
Oh, God. You know what? It felt horrible at the time, and now hearing it, oh, it's worse.
That end sounded like a real ow.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my organs.
Ow.
See, it's your fault I lost a gallbladder this year.
What?
What? What, did it fall out?
It just gave up on life.
It's like, we're done.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
We've heard enough.
Much. We've heard enough. This is too much.
She doesn't like almond joy. We're gone.
Frank in East Haven, let's hear you.
Hey, you tell me, when should I do my cat meow?
You could do it right now.
Right meow.
Begin.
All right, here we go. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. All right, that's all. That's it. That's it.
All right, what song was that?
What was that?
But that's from a movie.
Jurassic Park?
Jurassic Park, correct.
Jurassic Park.
I was going to bust out with the Star Wars meow, but I sound much better with a nice Jurassic Park.
Okay.
All right, cool.
That
all
was
right.
definitely lost to me. I've never seen
Dorky,
Jurassic Park.
I know. I was like, dork.
All right, Frank, we have your number. You're in the running. Oh, movie themes. That's a good one, too.
I guess we didn't even consider that could be in play.
Didn't even think of
it.
What's a good song to meow?
Barbie Girl.
Go for it.
No, I'm just saying. No.
Chaz and AJ.
Good morning. May I meow?
Please.
Meow, 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 meow.
Meow, 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 meow.
Is it Metallica?
No, it's from Cheech and Chong.
Oh. I was way off.
I know.
Meow, 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 meow.
I didn't think you'd get it.
Awesome. Good job. Hold on. Let's grab your number.
I like that our guest judge has no idea so far. All fur on songs.
Michelle and Shelton.
Hello.
Hello.
Meow. Hold on. I reset over.
You just coughed up a hairball?
Yeah. Committed. I like it.
All right. Here we go. Go ahead. Don't stop believing.
Yeah.
Meow, I'm really meow. Bad at this.
Meow, meow, meow.
Are you sure you want me to judge? I cannot identify any of these songs.
All right, hold on, Michelle. Very good. You're in the running. Oh, boy. Derek's back to creep out on Ashley.
I'm all set in that situation. I'm all set.
Okay, all right.
All right, can you play mine from yesterday to Zeppelin? You want me to go live again?
No, I think we're good.
I think you want to go live again.
I think
I'm
we're
live
good.
24/7. You got that?
All right, we're good. Thank you. Darlene and Aunt Sonia.
Okay, here you go. You asked for it.
Wait.
Meow, 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 meow.
Oh.
Meow, 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 meow.
Yes.
Meow, meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow,
meow, meow, meow, meow, meow.
Yeah.
I love she that. She that went up good. An octave.
Yeah.
Or she three.
And it was effort.
Yes.
Yeah.
She had the energy
tried,
of the song.
Guys, I tried.
No, very good. Thank you. You're in the running.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take one more, and then you're going to have to pick one.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Garrett and Milford.
What's up, everybody?
What's up?
AJ would be loving this one right now.
Thank you, guys. Love you guys.
All right. Love you, too, man. Thank you. What was that? Why do I know that?
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Oh, right.
Oh,
yeah,
come
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
Getting them all over there.
That's right. That's right. All right. What do you think? What do you like?
I mean, you know I've got to go with the rock and metal ones.
Right.
But the woman did do Barbie Girl.
Mm.
I don't know. I kind of like the last one.
Yeah.
I like the bodies one, I think.
All right. Yay! Just going to get a pair of tickets. I got to figure out what, but... Congratulations. You got a pair of tickets.
That was Garrett.
Garrett. Thank you, Garrett.
Well done.
Ashley Baylor, thank you so much for coming in.
No, I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, my God. Ashley Baylor, News 8. When are you on next?
When am I on next? On here?
No.
Oh, on TV?
Yeah.
12.
12 o'clock today.
12 o'clock today.
All right. Watch her today.
Oh, okay.
Please do this at noon.
No one will know, just our audience. It'll be great.
I need my organs.
Crowd loves it. Sarah Cody won an award last night.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, she's
great. It's such
great.
A great story, too.
Yeah, she's awesome. Tell her I said hi.
Yes, we adore
all right,
her.
Thank you.
Stump the Chumps.
General knowledge trivia. Stump us. Get in the running. To see Disturbed, 3 Days Grace, and Seven Dust at Madison Square Garden. Jeff in New Haven.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Why is the only sea with no coastline?
The only sea with no coastline.
Boy, it seems like you got us on this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it on Earth?
Yes.
With no coastline, the Dead Sea?
No.
What is it?
The Sargasso Sea.
Donde estás? Where's that?
It's in the Atlantic.
Okay.
Okay.
And you can ask me this 5 minutes from now, and I won't have the answer.
Yeah, I'm going to say spaghetti sea. That's what it sounded like.
Good job, Jeff. That's what
you
wanted. You're in the running. Brian.
Meow, meow.
Meow, meow.
Meow, meow.
How many feet in a mile?
5,280.
Say that again?
5,280 feet in a mile.
With that, oh, very good, Phil.
Yeah,
very,
Phil.
Very good.
Phil is ready.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
You paid attention that, in gym, Phil. Right?
I only know that from watching steppers? Remember the Titans.
Oh!
Well, the other thing is you have a good memory.
You fumble the football, you will run a mile.
Oh, there we go.
Why have we not gone to one of these trivia nights and bet on you? Really? Seriously. Anthony in the truck.
Meow.
Meow, 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 meow.
Meow, meow.
Who was the world's highest paid athlete? I'm sorry. Who was the world's highest paid athlete in 2023?
Highest paid athlete.
Most money made or highest paid, like, contract?
It says highest paid athlete.
Just in,
I'm going to assume that also means endorsements.
LeBron?
Yeah.
I don't think it's LeBron.
I'm
going to
say it's probably someone retired.
Like, no, I think it's a soccer player. It's either going to be Messi or it's going to be, what's his name?
Travis Kelce?
No. Not soccer. Portugal. I see his face.
Oh, Cristiano Ronaldo?
Him.
Yeah.
Final answer?
One of them. I don't know. Messi.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Damn it!
Nice job.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Ed in East Haven.
Hey, guys. Morning.
Hey.
Meow, meow.
How many electoral college votes does a candidate need to win the presidency?
Isn't it 270?
Yeah, something like that.
Final two answer?
Four, two, yeah.
Four, yeah. Yeah.
278.
I mean, really? We're in the range. It's not all right. He's in the running, right?
Okay.
Yes, he is.
All right, you're in the running.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Yeah. Screw you. Kidding. Good job.
Have fun at the shop.
I was proud. I'm like, I got one.
Yeah.
Yay, I got one. No, I didn't. Yay. Jeremy and Vernon.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey.
Let's go with kind of an easy one. What color is the black box found on an aircraft?
Orange.
That is correct.
Yeah. Nice.
Virginia and Derby.
By the way, you had the right answer. 270 is the correct number.
It is 270.
It's 270.
Hey. In your face.
I was feeling pretty good about the answer until I heard 278. I'm like, when did it change? All right. Thank you. Virginia and Derby.
Good morning. Who was the first U.S. president to be arrested?
Probably Donald Trump. No?
No.
No?
I feel like it's somebody else.
No?
No.
Arrested?
Not maybe arrested during the presidency. That she didn't say it that way.
Oh, okay. But after?
First president to be arrested.
Teddy Roosevelt?
No.
He got into fist fights, right?
Oh, that's true. But there was also a lot of dueling that happened in
It was allowed. I'm thinking like Hamilton, like that kind
of. Yeah.
Hamilton's not a bad guess.
Who do we want to go with?
Hamilton or Jackson was who I went to originally. I don't know why. I don't know what the answer is.
Yeah, I'm not a president dork. I'm sorry.
Arrested in the U.S.? How tricky is this question?
He was arrested in the United States, yes.
During the term?
Was it for tax evasion?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Was it during the term or was this after or before the presidency?
Were we alive when it happened?
I believe it was during the term.
During the term.
Really? Why wouldn't we have heard about this while...
I give up.
We give up.
I only know this because I had to do a report on him in grade school. It's Ulysses S. Grant, and it's because he was speeding on a horse.
That's cool.
Did he give tickets then? They arrested you? Holy smokes.
He's probably going very fast.
Virginia, isn't it great that you were able to use that information you learned for that stupid report today to get you in the running for some cool tickets?
Paid off.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's why I said, you know what? I should try it.
Nice job.
How do you speed on a horse, by the way? It's like, I only go as fast as they go. I don't have any control here.
It was a horse-drawn carriage, I believe, as well. I don't think it was actually just one horse either.
They clearly didn't have a radar gun back then, so you're guessing. All right. Thank you, Virginia.
Wow.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. I believe Connecticut's the first state to enact a speed limit.
Yes. That is correct.
Yep. I remember that. Here.
Joel in Fairfield.
Very good morning to everybody. What year was the first Earth Day celebrated?
Oh, man.
1970s.
We should know this one.
I think it is in the 70s. I think you're close.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was in the 90s.
Oh,
I thought so too.
Also, yeah. Also, wait, I think maybe the 90s.
Oh.
Now, he said the first one, not the first year that it started like a holiday.
Oh.
I think there's two different things. I'm going to say 1970.
Let's go 1972.
Yeah.
Damn.
What's your final answer?
72.
The answer is 1970.
I quit.
Damn it.
We were close.
Twice.
Damn it.
Yeah, you were close.
Throwing paper. Come on.
Chaz is like, let's make it different.
I had that one. Damn it. Joel, you're the best.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a great day,
everybody. My computer mouse.
A very good morning to you, Joel. Sarah in New Britain.
What's the capital of Uzbekistan?
Uzbekistan. I don't know.
Stubekistan.
Uzbekistan.
Just give us the answer and take your chance.
If you pronounce it wrong, you don't get tickets. How about that?
You can't spell it.
Why? Okay.
What is it?
What's the answer?
Tashkent.
All right, thank you.
Right, we believe you.
She could have been wrong, and I wouldn't know.
General knowledge trivia for a chance at tickets to see Disturbed, 3 Days Grace, and 7 Dozen at Madison Square Garden. Jarrett in Waterbury.
How you doing?
How you
Good.
Doing?
What was the date that Biggie Smalls died?
Ooh.
I would never know that.
I didn't
know.
Hear it.
What's the date that Biggie Smalls died?
Oh, it was in the 90s.
97.
But you're looking for the date,
the
not the year.
Yeah.
The date?
The day, yeah.
Okay.
The greatest rapper of all time died on the song.
I know, but I don't know.
There's a song.
I don't know.
Man.
I don't know.
Only I heard the song.
It's in April.
I
feel like April is correct. But I don't know. I don't know.
What's the date?
Say April.
March 9th. 97.
March. 97. Tell me it's 97,
March
though.
March 97, yeah.
Yeah, all right. I had 97.
All right, guys.
All right, you're in the running. One more. Diane in Windsor.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
What is the smallest bone in the body?
It's in the ear.
Yeah.
The hammer, anvil, and stirrup.
Yeah, but it does have a name. Does that count?
No. You just said yes. That means I got it right.
Yeah.
I'm not doing this again. You got me twice. It's not a third time.
Just so you know, it's called the stape.
The what?
The stape. Oh. S-T-A-P-E-S.
Stay Diane, try to lose gracefully.
Yes, take a note from me.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.